Proper sport.
What a goal!
Proper music. I'm ready to hurt. Proper radio.
This is Radio Yorkshire.
First, though, a brilliant win for Yorkshire today in the LV County Championships. Joe Rawson was at Headingley. Joe, afternoon.
Afternoon.
How was that down at Headingley today? Good win.
Well, yeah, a fantastic win, but let's get to the main news first.
Forget the score.
Forget ignore Yorkshire.
That. Ignore that.
Obviously, the press was down there today because Jason Gillespie has been linked with the England head coach
job.
Yeah,
big news that. And there's been so much coming out of England over the past 24 hours, hasn't there, with the whole sort of Strauss gate, if you will.
Absolutely, yes. Andrew Strauss set this all off by yesterday. He announced that Jason Gillespie was one of the candidates being considered. So at Headingley today, there were about 50 members of the press there,
wow,
as well as the usual local written and broadcast press. There were press teams from India and from Australia. Obviously, cricket's big in both of those countries. And they were all there to find out what Jason Gillespie had to say about the England job.
So this is huge news, isn't it? Massive, massive news that Jason Gillespie could be taking over a huge post in England. Everybody's there for this. And just tell us what happened.
Yeah, so we were all waiting for Jason Gillespie. We'd been told by the Yorkshire press officer that it was likely that he would come out and talk to the press after Yorkshire had wrapped up and won the game. And Martin Moxon came out, the Yorkshire director of cricket.
What?
We were then told that we wouldn't be able to interview him one-on-one. It would be two press conferences. So Moxon did the TV first, and then he came across and did the broadcast radio and written press. And this is what he had to say.
Oh, my word. Just let us know what happened, because this is pretty crazy, isn't it?
Well, let's hear from him.
Well, we're no further on other than what you heard yesterday from Andrew Strauss. There's been no official contact from ECB. So, you know, we can't really comment any further than that, other than, you know, from what Andrew Strauss said yesterday, that Jason is someone that they're interested to speak to, but at the moment they've not officially asked us to do that.
You've just thrashed Hampshire in a very encouraging display from Yorkshire. So in many ways, you've just shown the job that he's done along with yourself and the players here at Yorkshire. You clearly want to keep him.
Yeah, as I said to, you know, the other media, it's a strange situation, county cricket, in that you clearly, you know, it's good for your players to develop and become international cricketers. And similarly, you know, from a coach point of view, you know, it's fantastic if you can go on and be international coach. So, you know, you kind of have mixed emotions that, you know, clearly from a purely selfish point of view, I and the club want Jason to stay with us. But similarly, you know, anybody worth their salt has ambitions and ultimately, you know, to work in international cricket probably. You know, whether this is the right job for Jason or whether he'll be offered this job, we don't know at this moment in time. But, you know, from a purely selfish point of view, clearly I want Jason to stay with us and continue the work he's doing. And, you know, we've unfinished business. You know, we want sustained success at Yorkshire, and he's been a big part of the success we've had so far.
Those of us who know him know he's very much his own man, and you've allowed him to be his own man, picking the side with Andrew Gale. I mean, if that was the case in England and he wasn't allowed to do that, would that be the job for him?
Only Jason can answer that, but I don't think you know, it's easy for me to answer that question, Dave. You know, it's for England to sort out with whoever the new coach is of what the roles are, you know, where the responsibilities begin and end. And, you know, you can't imagine a coach not having some input into selection.
Martin, that some Yorkshire supporters, without getting into a row here, are a little bit miffed that England have publicly said that Jason Gillespie is a candidate for the job, whilst he still has another one with you. Were you at all frustrated by the timing of the going public with it?
Yeah, I think, you know, these things, it would be nice, you know, if you get to know these things first, I think. But, you know, again, I guess it's not easy for Andrew Strauss when he's pushed on these kind of matters. It's easy for, you know, names to come out, so don't hold it against him, to be honest. You know, we've been assured that if any approach happens, it will be done in the correct manner, and we trust ECB to do that.
Would you like them to make that decision sooner rather than later, from your club point of view?
Well, I think it's, to be fair to them, you know, they know that this game was going on. And, you know, as we've said to you guys, you know, we clearly want Jason to concentrate on this match first and foremost. And, you know, pleasingly, we've won the game. So we've got a little bit of time now between our... after Friday, sorry, we got obviously T20 on Friday, but after that we've got a little bit of time before our next T20 the following Friday. So, you know, if ECB do feel that they want to carry out that idea of speaking to Jason, then at least there's potential for them to be able to do that when there's no games going on.
So you'd like them to hold on until next week? That'll be your request to them.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're aware of that. You know, they're aware of the games we've got and how we feel about Jason being able to concentrate on his day job, if you like, and I'm sure they'll respect that.
So it seems to me there was a fair bit of dancing around the situation there.
Yeah, well, absolutely. There are a couple of key points to take out from what he had to say. That is that Yorkshire want to keep Jason Gillespie, and why wouldn't you if you
exactly.
are Yorkshire? He's done so well. He's brought a lot of young English players through into the side. And then that there's actually not been an official approach by England as yet. So
it's basically a lot of speculation that's going on right now.
I mean, I think, obviously, well, we can take from what Andrew Strauss said yesterday that there pretty much will be an official approach at some point, but there hasn't been as yet. So it's difficult for Martin Moxon to answer questions about it, because until there's an official approach, Yorkshire just carry on doing things as normal. And they hope that if there is an approach, it waits until after Friday. Of course, they play Derbyshire in the first T20 game of the season. It's the first game at Headingley under the new floodlights. That's on Friday. And there's actually a week's gap before the next game. There's no county championship match for Yorkshire over the weekend.
So that's what he was saying, that they're hoping, you know, if they are going to come in for this, if they are going to come in for Jason Gillespie, that's the time that they want to do it. They don't want him distracted by any other England-based matters. They'd rather that happen when there's a break on.
It is, and obviously that's why all the press and the media were there today. They wanted to talk to Gillespie about the England matter and not concentrate on the game. So it does take away from Yorkshire's fabulous victory today. It's only right that the ECB should make the approach in a week where there are no county championship matches for Yorkshire. Next week is ideal. I think they do want to get this sorted out as quick as possible before the New Zealand test. Of course, the first New Zealand test takes place at Headingley as well, so that would be interesting if Gillespie does take the job. And then, of course, it's the Ashes coming up, where it's Gillespie against Australia. That's if he takes the job. But all we can take out from today is that Yorkshire haven't been officially approached yet, and so discussions haven't started taking place between Jason Gillespie and England as yet.
So again, we're working off a lot of speculation here, and there's a lot of talk, obviously, so much coming out of the England cricket camp over the past few days, especially with Andrew Strauss and everything that's been going on with KP as well, which has just blown up, hasn't it? And this is just another thing. Is you kind of don't see cricket in this sense, really, do you? You don't really see it having these kind of almost controversial moments every now and again.
It's been huge, and it's not been very positive for English cricket either. The Kevin Peterson situation I was discussing with a couple of Aussies actually at Headingley, what they thought of what's gone on with Kevin Peterson, and it's all a bit embarrassing for the ECB and England, the fact that this has dragged on and on, and then he was scrapped from the England side, fair enough, but then he was given this lifeline by Colin Graves, and now it's turned out that no, there was never really a lifeline. You've started playing county cricket. So Peterson's obviously really angry, the fact that he says that the ECB have gone back on the words. They're saying that they haven't. It's just going round and round in circles, and it's all a bit of a joke. I will say one thing, though, for Yorkshire, and that's the performance of Adil Rashid over this county championship match. He ended up with figures of 8 for 118 across the match. He is knocking on the England selectors' door. Obviously, he didn't get played in the Caribbean. England are struggling for a frontline spinner. I don't think Moeen Ali is the answer. He's only a part-timer. So Adil Rashid, he's boosted his chances by no end in his performance over the game against Hampshire over the past 4 days.
Well, that shadow of doubt, a great win for Yorkshire, as we've already said today, by 305 runs. Joe, thank you very much.
Proper sport.
What a goal!
Proper music. I'm ready to hurt. Proper radio.
This Radio Yorkshire. Is Radio Yorkshire.